Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, George.
Oh, you're welcome, Bruce.
Moving toward the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019, we have the opportunity to reflect on the highlights of the past year and the expectations for the new year. First of all, what developments captured the attention of the pork sector in 2018?
Well, I would say locally, Bruce, with the provincial government's bill that allowed producers to construct facilities without having to use an anaerobic digester sparked a great deal of interest in building hog barns in Manitoba, something we haven't seen for quite some time. And in fact, we're starting to see actual development there. On worldwide, I would say the spread of African swine fever, a very deadly disease that affects pigs' health and also worldwide trade.
Given the latest developments on the trade front, how well positioned is Canada at this point as a result, and why?
Well, we export to 70% of our product outside of Canada, so trade is very important to us. The fact that the Asian market is opening up with a gradual lowering of tariffs, you know, through the Comprehensive Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership that Canada is part of is something that's valuable to us. On the other hand, for producers in Canada, We take the U.S. Pork price as our price, less freight, and so not only is our trade agreements important to Canadian producers, but also we watch closely what American trade and pork trade in the world is doing as well.
In terms of animal health, what were the key issues of 2018 of note, and what were the factors there?
Well, PED continues to be very much a concern, although its impact is being felt less. We had fewer cases this year, 14 as compared to 80 in 2017, so we're moving in the right direction. And producers are practicing, for the most part, good sound biosecurity and are working in tandem with healthcare specialists in the province. And again, on the world front, African swine fever is something that, thank goodness, has not reached North American shores yet, but we're paying very close attention to its movement throughout the world.
What does the success in Manitoba in gaining control of PED suggest for the effectiveness of protocols for preventing or controlling all manner of diseases?
Well, I think it's a good proof that the protocols that we have in place involving every aspect of the industry and good communications between producers and all others, you know, be it veterinarians, assembly yards, packing plants, even feed suppliers. It just shows that when you have a concerted effort and continue to advise people of the importance of biosecurity, that you can, in fact, have a great deal of control when it comes to preventing diseases.
How equipped is Manitoba and the Canadian swine sector for preventing ASF, and what are the factors there?
Well, it's a big world out there, of course, with a lot of trade movement, and we do have the Canadian Food Inspection Agency working in tandem with Canadian Border Services to to help prevent this disease from entering Canada. It can enter by not only live animals, but also by feed ingredients. It can be a carrier and food products as well. So it's a massive task, but we're doing our best to make all citizens aware of the importance of being careful when these products are imported. And we, again, are continuing to emphasize the importance of biosecurity for all Canadian producers.
Looking forward to 2019, what will pork producers be watching on the trade front, and what is the outlook in that regard, and why?
Well, the world's appetite for pork continues to grow, so there's good optimism that trade will continue to expand, and that's what it's done in recent years, and it will be a great benefit to the Canadian pork industry. But it's not just Canadian trade. We're watching closely, as I mentioned, the U.S.'s different trade agreements throughout the world, especially with Mexico. And we're quite happy that the USMCA agreement will really, for the most part, continue the former NAFTA agreement was quite a beneficial trade agreement to all North American producers.
What will producers be watching on the animal health front, and why?
Well, we'll be continuing to be careful in regards to biosecurity and watching careful for any more cases of PED, which seems to be on the decline in this province. We're in the midst of having a trusted transporter program for Manitoban producers, which would allow for the cleaning out of Manitoba hog conveyances in the provinces at one of our state-of-the-art facilities, which we feel would be a great step forward in regards to biosecurity. And as I mentioned, African swine fever and spread throughout the world. We'll be watching that closely and doing whatever we can to keep it out of Canada and North America.
Generally, how much room is there for optimism as we move into the new year?
Well, there's always room for optimism in the pork industry. Trade increases every year. Worldwide consumption increases every year. It's a great product, a great source of protein, and produced in a very sustainable manner. So we're optimistic that our industry will continue to prosper and grow in 2019.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we've covered everything, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Bruce.
Our guest has been George Matheson, the chair of Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.